News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland women's 4x400 relay team secured a silver medal, a brilliant silver medal at the European Championships last night. One of those running was Phil Healy. I'm delighted to say her big sister, who herself is a former international sprinter, Joan, joins us now. Joan, what a performance from your sister and the rest of the women.
Unbelievable. Like, listen to you say, like, a European silver medal there is just amazing. Like, these girls have just worked so hard over the years that it was just an amazing achievement to witness last night.
It really is. And look, particularly with Phil, because she has been in the wars, and many of our listeners may not know that, but athletics fans will know. She kind of hit rock bottom a couple of years ago. She knew something was wrong, eventually got a diagnosis of an autoimmune disorder affecting the thyroid. So it's like she's had really difficult times. And for her to come back like that has just been, it's an extraordinary comeback story, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. She has, in fairness. 2022 was a really rough year for Phil. You know, she missed out on a World Championships in Oregon. She was present for the European Championships in Munich that year, and she was there on the 4x4. But, you know, we all witnessed that year that they were tough runs for Phil to put together. But we're so thrilled that she got on top of her diagnosis, and it was hard to get the diagnosis in the first place. But now that she's on top of it, we're finally seeing her come back to the old Phil we know.
And after so long running at that level, it must be particularly sweet to get that medal.
Absolutely amazing. You know, Phil has been on that 4x4 at a championship level since 2016. I think she first ran it at the European Champs in Amsterdam in 2016. So it has been a long time coming, and, you know, she's been national record holder at the 100, she's at the 200. So, you know, we always knew that it was there, and, you know, there's a certain amount of luck involved as well at this. An incredible amount of hard work has gone in.
Perseverance.
From Phil, and the whole team.
And just in case anyone thinks that these athletes have it kind of easy and they're mollycoddled and they're looked after, I mean, Phil has correct me if I'm wrong, she has a full-time job, doesn't she? She's a software engineer.
She is. She has a full-time job now. Athletics is definitely not a soft sport. I mean, last night it was a team event, and it was great to see them. But day in, day out, it's an individual event. And, you know, you're out there on the track night after night in the gym in all sorts of conditions, trying to get races around the country, trying to get races around the world. So, you know, we know the hard slog that goes into it.
Well, you've done it. You know the sacrifices. You've run at the highest level. You know what's involved.
Exactly. And I've been on teams with all these girls that won the medal last night, and I know how hard they have worked to get to this point. But, you know, this is an example of what relays can do in the sport, and this is a real opportunity here for Athletics Ireland to build on this success.
Big time.
And
do you know
to
what?
Put this across all the relays.
I was watching with my daughter last night, Joan, and as I look, they're obviously brilliant athletes, but what really, they were just so... They were so fantastic when they were interviewed. They were just so nice and such team players. Like, they're amazing role models, particularly for girls.
Completely, completely, especially for girls. And, you know, I've heard so much already about girls and all these GA clubs and everything last night who, you know, stopped training and turned the races on. So it's amazing to hear that they've had such an impact on especially young girls. And I know they've had an impact on kids across all sports, but especially young girls. And I hope that young girls out there see, you know, the success that women can reach. And, you know, if there's girls, you know, at that break off age in their teenage years wondering whether they want to stick with the sport or not, I hope this is a sign to them that, you know, it is worth it at the end of the day. It does take a lot of commitment and perseverance, but
absolutely,
it can be worth it.
And look, Joan, it was fantastic. Phil, her joy was just so infectious last night.
Yeah,
and as you said, she absolutely deserves it after everything she's put in. Joan, thank you so much for talking to us. That's Joan Healy there, a big sister of Phil Healy herself, a former international sprinter. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.